This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 21st of September. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected Biscay 1012 by 1800 Saturday. Low Trafalgar 1010, losing its identity. High Baltic Sea 1030, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Variable, becoming mainly northerly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 litre in Viking. Drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty. Southeasterly at first in Cromarty, otherwise easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4. Drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 4th, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. East or northeast 3 or 4, drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. German Bight, Humber, Thames. East 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, showers later in Thames, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later in Thames. Dover, White. East or southeast 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, becoming cyclonic later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, variable mainly north or northeast, 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Irish Sea. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 to 4 in south. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 to 4 in Hebrides and Bailey. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, east or southeast veering northeast later in west, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes and southeast Iceland. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Iceland. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. East southeast 2, fog. 100 metres, 1027, rising slowly. Stornoway. Northwest 2, 13 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Lerwick, southeast by east 3, fog, 100 metres, 1031, steady. Wake Automatic, southeast 3, mist, 1000 metres, 1029, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by west 2, 8 miles, 1029, steady. Lookers, northeast by east 2, 5 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Boomer, north-northeast 2, mist, 3 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast 3, 1025, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 4, 2 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east 3, 1017, now falling. Jersey, east-northeast 3, mist, 2 miles, 1016, now falling. Scilly Automatic, north-northeast 4, mist, 2 miles, 1018, now, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast 2, 12 miles, 1020, now rising. Aberporth, east by north 3, 12 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Valley, northeast by east 4, mist. 3 miles, 1,023, now rising. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by north 1, mist. 1.5 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 2, mist. 3 miles, 1,022, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 4, 8 miles, 1,024, now falling. Malin Head, east by north 3, 19 miles, 1,026, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 2, 6 miles, 1,026, steady. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 20th of September. The general situation: the ridge of high pressure extending westwards across the British Isles will decline slowly, but it will still maintain relatively light winds with some fog patches across northern parts. Fresher easterly or northeasterly winds with heavy and thundery showers will affect southern areas at times as low pressure encroaches from the south. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times. Occasional drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, becoming north-east 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North-east 2 to 4. Drizzle, fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or north-east 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Showers later in south, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later in south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast backing east, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Occasional showers later in south. Good, occasionally poor later in south. Isle of Man. Mainly northeast 3 to 5, isolated 6 in the north. Fair. Good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east. Fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north. Fair. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, often east or northeast 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles. East or northeast 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. That completes the shipping bulletin and indeed brings us to the end of the day here on Radio 4. As always, the station will be off air for a brief few hours until service resumes live at 20 past 5. Until then, we'll be joining the BBC World Service to keep us going through the night. Thanks for being with us tonight here on Radio 4. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me, Tina Ritchie in the newsroom and the team, do have a restful night and a good start to the weekend. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in New York and Down Under in Sydney. Coming up on the programme, tensions are rising in the Middle East and Lebanon is dealing with an economic meltdown. How are businesses managing to survive under the pressure?
I do not wish to go. I want to stay here. I want to do my business here. I want to stay with my family and my friends. We're paying a price of we did not choose.
Big tech is facing increasing challenges as Kenyan court allows former Facebook moderators to pursue legal action against Meta, citing claims of unfair treatment and poor working conditions. Meanwhile, could Boeing crash under the strain of workers' strikes that are taking a hefty financial toll on the company? That's all coming up on Business Matters after the latest world news.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The United Nations has strongly criticised the detonation of handheld communication devices used by Hezbollah members in Lebanon this week, saying the attack violated international law. The UN Human Rights Chief, Volker Turk, told a meeting of the Security Council he was appalled by the breadth and impact of the attacks, which have been blamed on Israel. Lebanon's Foreign Minister, Abdallah Bou Habib, also addressed the Security Council.
These attacks represent a serious, unprecedented event in the history of wars, and they come in the aftermath of Israeli declarations concerning a full-scale war on Lebanon. This has deliberately undermined the efforts of international mediators working for a ceasefire in Gaza and South Lebanon, and has undermined all the attempts of the Lebanese government to de-escalate and exercise self-restraint.
Hezbollah has acknowledged that its senior military commander, Ibrahim Akil, was among those killed in Friday's Israeli airstrike on a building in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Israel earlier said he'd been among several senior Hezbollah figures killed in the strike. Lebanese officials said at least 14 people were killed and dozens injured in the attack. A court in Washington has convicted one of Mexico's most notorious cartel leaders of drug trafficking and firearms offences. Ruben Oseguera González, known as El Manchito, was one of the leaders of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Leonardo Rocha reports.
After a two-week trial at a federal court, a jury found Oseguera González guilty of smuggling cocaine and methamphetamine to the United States. He was also convicted of the illegal possession and use of firearms. El Menchito was arrested in northern Mexico in 2015, but continued to lead the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, an